I want to speak to Denise from The Breakfast Show. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning, Frank. How are you?
I'm very well, Denise. I know that you touched on this earlier, and I see a lot of coverage about it at the moment, where the British Olympic Chiefs are backing moves to include breakdancing as part of the, really as part of the games in 2024. But squash and karate, they don't make the cut. Now, I know you've got an interest in all sports. You have a particular interest in squash. What do you think of breakdancing being included?
Well, first of all, Frank, I really do. I want to say, like, I cannot believe that this has happened yet again. Squash have been trying since London 2012, Rio, Tokyo 2020. For them to be overlooked again, I'm not rubbishing the other sports, but I don't know what squash need to do to be included. It is a fantastic sport. It keeps you fit. There's a great camaraderie. My girls are both involved. And ironically, this news comes on the very day that we in Belfast are bringing the Irish Junior National Championships here this weekend. And I'm getting, my girls are actually getting ready at the minute to go down to the boat club to start playing. I really just felt totally and utterly depressed at hearing this news, Frank. I just can't believe that a squash, which I believe is one of the top sports to keep fit with, and one of the top sports to watch, it's nerve-wracking, it's exciting to watch, it's vibrant, and it, yet again, it loses out. Now, breakdancing, to me, I don't particularly think breakdancing is a sport, but I know why it's been included. They would like the sort of like more edgy, urban, artistic sports to come in. They want a younger audience. That's why they're saying that. But breakdancing to me is an art form. It's dance. I don't see it as a sport. But again, I'm speaking maybe because I'm feeling very, very sore about squash being overlooked yet again.
Okay, I want to just find out how sore you are, and also to get reaction from people who feel that breakdancing maybe should be included. But I want to get you on a better line. It's almost as if there's someone karate kicking their way down that line. So what I'll do, I'll play this and we'll get back to you in a moment, Denise. Yeah, we're talking to Denise Watson here, who's hugely into her sport. She's a broadcaster. She's been a sports broadcaster all her life. She's on The Breakfast Show here on U105 as well. But she is a great promoter of squash, and squash has been turned down as an Olympic sport. Breakdancing has been allowed. You're describing breakdancing as an art form, but you're not dissing on breakdancing, so to speak, Denise. I see a few people getting slightly annoyed.
No, I'm not. I'm definitely not. I don't disrespect any sport. But the reason I'm feeling so annoyed about this decision, Frank, is that the fact that squash have been trying for so long to get it recognised as an Olympic sport. A Commonwealth sport, yes, not an Olympic sport yet. They've been overlooked several times. They haven't even had it. Like karate, at least, is going into 2020 as a debut, but it's probably going to be left out in 2024. Squash is completely being overlooked. I think all the criteria seem to be in place to be recognised as an Olympic sport. I think the question is, why is it not being recognised? All over the world, all the squash federations, they have World Squash Day now. We get youngsters involved. It crosses all genders. It crosses all ethnic backgrounds. It is a wonderfully inclusive sport, and that is what the World Squash Federation have said. They are disappointed that this decision has been made. They feel it's inclusive. They feel it's an exciting sport to watch, and it would bring in a younger audience. So absolutely not disrespecting breakdancing at all. I think it's fantastic to watch as well. I understand why it was included in the Youth Olympics in 2018 there in Buenos Aires. But my as I say, I'm speaking personally, frankly, not as a sports broadcaster, but as a parent of two girls who play it, who train hard, who have fantastic coaches, and who would love to have a pathway to the ultimate. You know, the Olympics is the ultimate goal. There's girls here who are fantastic at European level with a bit more help and support, could be world level for us here in Ireland as a whole, in the island of Ireland. And I just feel so sorry for them now that they're not going to get a chance to go to the Olympics. And it's just, I feel very sorry for them. And I feel a bit sore about this decision today. I really do.
And as well as breakdancing looking like as if it is going to be included, skateboarding as well.
Well, this is. I do believe there is a move to try and make Olympics, appeal to a younger audience. And, you know, like skateboarding is fantastic to watch. Visually, it's stunning. Surfing and climbing are the other two that are proposed for 2024, Frank. So, you know, I am coming on today. I did say when I was coming onto your show that I'm coming on as a, from the point of view that squash, you know, I feel so hurt that squash isn't included, but I'm not disrespecting the other sports. But I have to say I was very surprised that the sport that may be included instead of squash is breakdancing. It is, an, I think it's an art form. They want it recognised as a sport, you know, so be it. But this hasn't obviously, this decision has not been reached yet. There's going to be more discussion about it. I believe they've got quite a while before they actually put it through as a full sort of like confirmed decision. But I really would like them to reconsider the reasons why they're excluding squash. And it has been going on now for several years. I don't understand why at all.
Well, I think it's a very relevant question to ask. I actually thought squash was an Olympic sport. That shows what I know. I'm really surprised that squash is not an Olympic sport and they're not considering including it. Do let us know what you think. Which order would you put these in terms of sport? Squash, I'll just throw them out as they come. Squash, skateboarding and breakdancing. Which would be the most important to you as a sport? If you were sitting watching TV and you saw someone breakdancing, you saw someone skateboarding or playing squash, which would you say, well, that's the sport in order in of priority? 0289033105. If people finally, Denise, if people do want to see some squash played at a high enough level this weekend, what are you guys up to?
Well, obviously, my girls are just preparing to, the Irish Junior Nationals are being held here in Belfast at the Boat Club this weekend. They're held in the different four provinces, you know, sometimes Munster, sometimes Leinster last year. They're up here in Belfast, and it's the best juniors in all of Ireland. We have some great names coming up to it, and female and male, and it's starting today around about three. But I just, it is a wonderful sport to watch. It is exciting, and when it's close matches, there's passion there on display. All the things that you see from team sports, from watching Man City, you know, that's how excited you get watching Man City, and I get excited watching my daughters playing squash. And you know, I do feel for the young ones coming through that there isn't this pathway now, and I just want them to reconsider all the elements of squash and what it is as a sport and how it keeps them fit and how inclusive it is. And I think I've made my point, and thank you for giving me a platform to make the point, Frank. But I do think there is a big question mark. There is a big question mark over breakdancing again in the head of squash.
Okay. Denise, you're talking very much from the heart as a parent, also as a sports person, but I think from a common sense perspective as well. How on earth is breakdancing or skateboarding more relevant to sport than squash? Do let us know. 0289033105. And what else would you like to see? You know, are they going to do biscuit dunking in the future? Welly boot throwing? The egg and spoon race? The sack race? Is that going to be in sport in the Olympics also, if they allow breakdancing in? 0289033105. Your opinions, please. And she mentioned Man City. I'm also really interested in your advice on how to support Man United. I'll tell you more about that. Yeah, I would like to support Manchester United. You heard it right. I want to support Manchester United. Give me advice on how to go about it, please, because there's a heck of a weekend coming up. Come on, United!